نعم افترقت اليهود before him and the Nasara, which is other nations than the Muslims nation. So it's related to the Muslims. جزاك الله. طيب. It is very funny and make me sad in the same time to tell you that one also person who reject this hadith in the same position they rejected the hadith. And sorry to say, this is not like a mistake. This is يعني, people repeating this and publishing this up to today. Even very recently in internet, somebody raised this issues in some groups. طيب. He said, that person who wrote this article, he said that this hadith cannot be accepted. Why? He said, because how come the Prophet ﷺ will say about these sects and these sects not exist yet? He talk about future. And he shouldn't talk about something in future because he haven't seen it. And I feel just to say what he said, it's enough for you to understand that this is not يعني, worthy of refuting it. Because what's the meaning of the prophet? That he tells us about his prophecy. It means saying things happen in the future. Happening in the future. So just to show you that the people, when they have desires, they're just looking for anything to say it in order to approve their opinions. Second position from this hadith, those, the majority of Muslims, alhamdulillah, accepted this hadith. And they said, we believe in this hadith. And we know this is the Prophet ﷺ statement. But they have different opinions in understanding the hadith. So now we finished the first position, has three doubts, three ways of rejecting the hadith. The second position, accepting the hadith. But they have different ways of understanding the hadith. First group said, the Prophet ﷺ, when he said 73 sects, it doesn't mean a 73 exactly. This number not been meant. It means they are more than the Jewish and more than the Christians. It doesn't mean 70, the real number. Because in Arabic language, sometimes you say number, but you don't mean the number. You mean other thing. Like for instance, you said, the Prophet ﷺ said, حَدُّ السَّاحِرْ ضَرْبَةٌ بِالسَّيْفِ. The magician, his punishment, to be hit once by sword. Once, it means only one. But what if you hit him and he didn't die? خلاص. That's not acceptable. It doesn't be, the once, the number not been meant. It means, يعني, you kill him. It does, the number is not the main issues here. It doesn't mean the numbers. They said the same thing here. 73. It doesn't mean 73 exactly. It means so many. Because 70 been used in Arabic language to means a quantity, large quantities. So it means there is a large quantity of groups. And they said this is, we said that because when we look to the sects, we find they're sure they are more than 70s, 72. For no doubt, they said that. There's so many. And sects are coming up. Never been in, never been closed. The door is still open. So they said, we cannot say 72 because the reality proved that they are more than 72. This one position. Another position said, no, 72, it means 72. When the Prophet says 73, yeah, I'm talking about the deviant sect, 72. Because one of them is the Ahl Sunnah. 73, it means 73. You cannot say the number not been meant. Because they said this is what appeared from the meanings, that he, 73 means 70, doesn't mean large number. Especially when he said 72 and 71, then 73. That shows the number been meant by this to show the difference. طيب. But those scholars said, those scholars try to mention these sects by their names. They account 72 deviant sects. First group is this, first such and such, so and so, such and such, so. And this is, so many of the scholars try this way, like al-Baghdadi, al-Malti, so many scholars from Ahl-Sunnah and other than Ahl-Sunnah. Third group, they said the Prophet ﷺ meant the number 73, he meant 73. But he didn't want, or he didn't mean to specify the name of these groups. So you're not allowed to go over these groups and name it. They kept it open without saying this particular group among the 72. They don't specify, they don't judge, they don't say, let's say, this group, it is among the 72. They said no. And this is the way of Ahlul Sunnah, the majority of the scholar of Sunnah. Why? For reasons. First of all, they said you cannot say the number not been meant because this is against the Arabic language. It doesn't help you to say that. In fact, especially in this forms. Two, this is ta'wil. And we don't go with ta'wil, which is false interpretation or for the words. And also they said, to specify one of these groups, you have to have evidence. Otherwise, you're not allowed to say it. Because you are talking about something in the unknown for you. You have no proof for that. Ghaib. You can say it without evidence. And they said, we have to deal with it like any other ahadith came in tarheeb, to warn Muslims for doing such things. So when we read the hadith, we said, they are in the hell. Hey, don't do that. You might be among these sects, so you stay away. And they said a very beautiful point here. They raised a very good point. They said, when you look to the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not describe, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell us about the sign of these sects. But in the other hand, he told us, he explained to us, who is the safe sect. He said, those will follow me and my companion. He kept the other one very general. Very general. So everybody go against this way, he might be with these sects, so he'd be afraid of it. قال العلماء لما بين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صفة الفرقة الناجية وأبهم غيرها لتعميم الحال حتى يقع موقع الزجر التام لكل مخالف لمنهجه خشية أن يقع في هذه الفرق. So nobody can go over it and said, oh, these the names what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم meant. They said also, why we cannot say that? Because these sects, as I told you, appear groups after, like recently we have those groups, the Nation of Islam, which is maybe not Muslims. But this new group came up. There are so many groups. Comes. The Prophet ﷺ said that Ad-Dajjal would come the end of the days. And Nabi ﷺ said he will come with the group of the Khawarij. يخرج في عراضهم الدجال كما في صحيح مسلم. The Dajjal will come with this sect, it's called Khawarij. Some of the followers of these sects will remain until the Day of Judgment. So every time there's some new groups comes up. So if you said, okay, this is now the 72 deviant sect, but what about the new ones? You said, okay, we are on the safe side, already been taken. The 72.